give it up for Monday.
It's a beautiful Monday. All the dark clouds and sleet, freezing wind from yesterday. It is so nice to see this and what's going on right now. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So I'm just doing a little research here on my own because I knew that I was going to be voting in person because I just don't trust this mass mail-in ballot. You have to go with your gut, with what it feels like for you. And remember that if you go to 991fmtalk.com, if you go into Monica Jay Show, you can go to my webpage and there is a link there. You can also answer today's poll question, by the way. Do you believe the protests and riots are a diversion for something bigger happening in the country during a presidential election? I love how the news media is going along with another, they're labeling it another peaceful protest. When was the other peaceful protest? The one when they were kicking in windows and graffiti everywhere, and is that the one they're talking about? Just curious. Remember, it really is semantics, people. You have to listen to what people are saying, the way they title stuff, the way they engage. It just pops right out to you. So you can go to my website. I call it my website, my web page. And the first little click there on a link is to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters. And there is an Excel spreadsheet. If you mailed in your ballot, you can go through these dates and early voting reports and make sure that your vote literally was counted, or see if your vote had been counted. I'm looking at all these because it literally has every single name of every person in Washoe County. And you can go and verify your information. And you can also see the number of people who have not voted. This is just, I hope this means that they're going to be voting tomorrow in person because, or handing in their ballot on voting day, on election day, because this is pretty sad, actually. We should be having more people than ever voting right now with the garbage, with the flat out garbage that we are seeing on our streets being allowed to happen by the Democrat control we have in place. And you know what? Make sure that you get rid of the rhinos that are in there as well. The ones who didn't want to recall Sisolak, the ones who didn't want to sign the petitions. And just as a little tale for you, there is a new president in place of the board of Fight for Nevada. The recall project will continue, will be refiled, and will have another round of collecting signatures. That means that if you signed the petition before and you still want to participate, that means you're going to have to sign it again. Don't start calling with dates or anything like that because it hasn't been settled upon yet. But hopefully, we can get this man removed. Well, unfortunately, he won't be removed. We have to do another election, and he's got time to, you know, counter and blah, 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 blah. But if we can get it all done before the next legislative session, because I am literally afraid of what he is going to do for the basic fact, just for the basic fact, he knows that he is not going to be reelected, especially with the garbage that he just pulled in canceling the convention for the Republicans. So let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. Hi, Bruce.
Well, good morning, Monica. How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and so are my tomatoes.
I'm so glad to hear that.
So what did you want to talk about, Bruce?
We saved ours, too. Well, I wanted to talk about that lousy, no-good, two-bit son of a snake-bellied swamp critter that we call a governor and his latest and greatest not allowing the state Republican convention to be held. We now have to do a virtual convention. And I attended the virtual county convention this last Saturday. And to say that it was problematic would be a gross understatement. I can't even imagine how we're going to do a virtual state convention.
Why don't we all just show up at the Believe sign?
Well, you know, I would support that 150%, and I think that's what we should do. But I have to be honest with you, Monica. In addition to being disappointed and feeling betrayed by our Republican representatives, because we're not hearing any outcry from them about this.
Nope.
But I'm
not a
peep. I'm a little I'm disappointed and feeling a little bit betrayed by members of the Republican party here in the state also. Why is it Michael McDonald on the news channels sending out the hue and cry about how unfair this is to us?
Well, I'm still getting the emails three times a day about donating money. So, you know, they're doing something, but I'm sure that they wrote a letter, Bruce, just like the Senate Republicans did. You know, for some reason, they feel that the letters they write are really powerful.
Oh my gosh, that's about as useful as the UN sending a letter of condemnation to Iraq during the war. Oh, we strongly condemn Iraq for invading Kuwait. Yeah, and you know, Saddam paid a lot of attention to that, just mm-hmm. like our governor pays attention to their letters of condemnation from the Republican Party. He could care less. I am so frustrated, you've no idea, Monica. And the money that we had to spend for the county convention and the money that we had to spend for the state convention, what happens to those monies?
Yeah.
Did I just make a donation that I wasn't aware of?
I'm glad that I didn't sign up the $80 a piece. My husband and I were waiting it out to see what they were going to do. And it's like, you know what? I don't trust this, so.
Well, as it stands right now, in my nativity, I donated $80 for the county, and I just donated $125 for the state.
You know, this is where I go back to, Bruce, is you have to know who's running the local politics. And
it is so important.
We've got to get rid of the rhinos. we've got to get rid of the polished suits, the lawyers coming out of the woodworks, which, you know, there are some good lawyers. But then there are lawyers who just literally get into politics straight out of law school because they know that that's where they can have a public funded career for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I really do wish that our founding fathers would have stuck to their guns about not allowing lawyers to become politicians.
It's a sad state of affairs. I wish we would have stuck to our guns and kept the voting age at 21, too. So a lot of things that we're regretting right now, Bruce. But we'll get beyond it because people are starting to wake up. And if you're happy with the riots and everything that are going on and the way that your city and everybody is caving, I just received this email. Hi, Monica. I was just driving down Wedekind and noticed an electronic sign that reads Black Lives Matter. I feel all lives matter, but that's just me. Just wanted to let you know what I saw. So state and, you know, so all the, yeah, taxpayer dollars going to something that most people already believe in.
Well, we have to push that narrative of victimhood, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if every white person out there is
anybody responsible.
Yeah. If every white person out there is privileged, does that mean everybody else is underprivileged? I mean, when you
use the
term, more victimization.
Well, and I both know there's no such thing as white privilege to begin with.
Exactly. It's the people out there every day of every color that are busting their butts to make this city, county, state, and country great. And it's the ones who are just standing around.
Exactly, Monica. If you're an American, you are privileged. I know that to be a fact because I've been all over this world. If you're an American, you're privileged.
You know, if people are so in hatred of the police departments and the police and law enforcement, Venezuela, I'm sure, Cuba, I'm sure are looking for new citizens. So, Bruce,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Can you imagine calling 911 and hearing the operator tell you we're sending our thoughts and prayers?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Have a nice day. Thank you for calling.
You too, Monica.
You probably wouldn't even, you know, get somebody on the line. It would just be a recording. Thank you for calling the police department. We'll be back with more of your calls and comments. Talk and text line 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love having you here today. Make sure you get onto the webpage, 991fmtalk.com, and answer today's poll question. Do you think this is all just a diversion? Some very interesting answers when you vote there. It's going on. Let me tell you, I do a lot of social media. Somebody just asked me if I ever slept. But you have to follow both sides because you have to understand that both sides are starting to understand what's going on here. There's a Democrat activist out there by the name of Sean King that, I just listen to him talk sometimes and it's like, But he made a, to say the least, shockingly honest observation about the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party on Friday. I mean, if you've ever watched any sort of news, you've probably heard this guy. But he denounced generic imperatives from leaders that are voting this process that we're seeing by which the black community can receive criminal justice reform. A lot of people have been saying that. It's like, I'm hearing you protest, but I'm not hearing what you want. You're not saying anything. Stop generically telling us to vote in response to all of the police brutality we have now. Yes, we should vote, but we have to be very specific. Democrats from top to bottom are running the cities with the worst police brutality in America. We voted for them. You see the worst conditions for the black communities in Democrat-controlled areas. I am so glad that Sean actually, finally, somebody pointed that out. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. He wants to talk about white privilege. There is no white privilege, Mike.
Well, the actors and all these Democrat politicians, they keep saying they have white privilege. Who am I to argue with them that they didn't?
Well, they're brain dead.
But they're all Democrats. All these Democrats, if they feel that they did and they want to go kiss feet and wash feet, if they're that nuts, you know, I don't know if they are. Evidently, they must be racist. They keep saying that they're all racist. Why would I just not believe them?
Oh.
And if you look at the Democrat Party, that's the party of the KKK.
Yeah. But they don't believe that.
And, they should. That's their history.
It's like, well, you know, we're erasing history, Mike. We're taking down statues all over the country in Democrat-controlled areas because they don't want the black community to understand history and what the Civil War was about, because it was more than just slavery. But if they really knew the history about the Democrat Party, they don't want that. That's why they're erasing it.
Well, Lincoln had paperwork that said he wouldn't abolish slavery if he thought it would stop the Civil War, to end the war. But he knew it wasn't about slavery. Slavery was on its way out anyhow. And other people have been oppressed. I'm Serbian by descent. We were under the Ottoman Empire for 400 years. We didn't get our freedom till the late 1800s. Should I be out protesting because of this? You know, that's horrible. You have Jews that have been oppressed. You have American Indians. You have white people. All kinds of people have been oppressed all throughout history. That's things happen all over the world all the time.
I was going to ask you, Mike, name a country and a time that there has not been slavery.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
We have white slavery, which is sex trade, sex slavery, which is horrendous around the world. Nobody cares about that. They aren't protesting that. They don't care about all the black babies being killed at the abortion mills. They could care less about that. They don't care about black on black violence. They don't care about that at all either.
Yeah.
This is a group that just wants division. They're communist.
I was going to say, Mike, you know this as well as I do, that this is just division, and they want to literally destroy everything that the United States has in place, so we will be completely disrupted, and that will be prime for takeover.
That's correct. And people need to look at history, what's happened, all these communist countries, how they do it, and this is exactly what they do.
And they need to pick up a few.
These people are no different than the brown shirts.
They need to pick up a few books, just like the gentleman that I was talking to, Jeff Reynolds, earlier, who wrote the book about who's actually paying for all this. And, you know, there's another good one, too. It's called Plunder: How Public Employee Unions Are Raiding Treasuries, Controlling Our Lives, and Bankrupting the Nation. So many good books out there. You know, stop with the mainstream media, the blamestream media, and these news and entertainment corporations that are literally controlled by six different companies, because they're destroying this country. Mike, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, it is. So,
was that a rooster?
I'm going to read it. Yes, I'm at home.
Okay. I thought, no, we got
chickens.
You know, if you don't tend to your chickens and I don't tend to my tomatoes, we're not going to have anything after all this stuff is said and done. So you get back to work.
It's good for the kids. They see where our food and everything comes from. It's great.
Exactly. They have to learn the truth, the harsh realities. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate your time today. There's so much more to what's going on than, I'm sorry to make it sound trite, because I know somebody someday is going to use all of this against me for some reason or another. But this is not about the death of a black man. This is not about people who believe that they are oppressed. Because if this were a true black community crisis, then it would have started a long time ago with protesting in their own cities and their own communities about black-on-black violence, about the drug trade, about the sex trafficking. It would have started in their backyards and they would have done something. No. This is about a national movement that is being paid for to destabilize this country. And if you're a white person, a black person, an Asian person, a Hispanic person, whatever, and you're participating in these protests, in these rallies, then you are just adding to the problem. And things don't get solved that way. Do I believe in comprehensive reform? Yes, I do. Because my brother was in prison and was attacked. So there does need to be prison reform. But it needs to be done the right way. And that's not by creating more chaos, breaking more laws, and murdering people in the streets in the name of justice. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. There are a lot of things to talk about that we never... what is that? I just got an email. You can hang up your red MAGA hat and go out and get a hat with a red star on it, because the commie train is coming and you don't want to be left behind. There's so much excitement ahead. Collective suicide. You know, Skip, you're absolutely right, but I am never going to hang up my MAGA hat, because I believe that if we all work together, we can get through this. So received this email. Monica, this was written by a friend, and I thought that you would appreciate it. Scare people with a virus, place them in quarantine, count the number of dead every second of every day in every news headline, close all businesses, 40 million out of jobs, peak unemployment, remove entertainment, parks, gyms, bars, restaurants, sports, no dating, no touching, mask people, dehumanize them, close temples and churches, create a vacuum, let depression and anxiety set in, and desperation. Then ignite hatred and a civil war, civil unrest. Empty the prisons because of the virus and fill the streets with criminals. Send in Antifa to vandalize property as if they are freedom fighters. Undermine the law, loot, attack law enforcement, but tell government to order a stand down. We are all being baited by adversarial governments who want to destroy America. China, Russia, Iran have the far left abuse the racial wars to fuel the fires. And in an election year, have Democrats blame it all on the president. It's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they are doing. So far in our community, 91,499 ballots have been received as of up to the close of business on Friday. Tomorrow is Election Day. Are you going to forget? Are you going to wake up and get busy and not be able to run that ballot down to the county offices? What are you going to do? Every single vote counts. Every single vote matters. And as we stand right now, in Washoe County, there's about 200,000 people who still haven't voted. You know what that means? That means we get the same old, same old. The same old people who say they're doing it for their community, but who's donating to their campaigns have nothing to do with this community. We have to fix our systems, because the systems that have been put in place by Democrats, by weak Republicans, rhinos, or people who are easily intimidated to vote somebody else's way, we've got to get those people out of office. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Check in with Barney this morning. Hi, Barney. You want to talk about voting?
Good morning, Monica. Yeah. I'm still upset over this mail-in only voting. In fact, Janet and I are on our way to Yerington right now to turn in our ballots, because like I told Nikki Bryan's office down there, I cannot trust getting my ballot in the mail from Dayton to Yerington.
That's 100% correct, because people in communities all over this country have been paid off to make sure that things disappear. And I have heard from numerous people who keep emailing me that their ballots were returned for them because they couldn't verify signatures.
Yes, exactly. And I'm still a firm believer that this country should have photo and fingerprint IDs for voting.
Absolutely. We need a voter ID process, and I wish that Trump would just, you know, I know he's working on a lot of different things, but I wish he would just get off of his tuchus. And if we have to have a driver's license, why can't it just say right on there on the driver's license, this is also your voting card, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
If you are in this country illegally, then you don't get one.
That little gold star on your driver's license is one step. However, I still think we should have finger or thumbprint, just like a lot of other things that we do. You got to have a thumbprint to be able to do other activities. They already have it in place. Why in the world can't we institute it for voting?
Because that would make it harder, Barney, to illegally vote.
I know.
Today's society is all about convenience. It's about convenience, yeah. Barney.
Oh. So. It's just amazing, you know. The more we get into this with all of the civil unrest that we have now and all of the controversy over voting. You know, they want to come in, they want to do the, what is it called, the ballot harvesting. They want to come in, they want to do all of these other programs to undermine our society and the way that we have been electing officials for the past, 200 years?
Yeah.
So
The process has to be fixed.
Yes, it does. And then, of course, you know me, I have to say something about the recall. And
please update everybody.
Okay. We have in place a brand new president for the recall.
Did we lose Barney? Barney, you still there? Oh, Barney's phone. Your phone's dropping out, Barney. I got to let you go. So call back tomorrow for the recall process. And that's what happens when when you're out in those distant areas that we cover so well. Let's talk about backing the badge. If you truly believe that we need law enforcement, we need our law enforcement to be supported, then please join us at another rally. Because really, the city council has pretty much cut themselves off from you. They're not showing up places. I mean, a lot of them still, they're not even going to the county offices. They just distance themselves, all in the name of a virus that has been disputed to the fact that even Anthony Fauci is being brought out as a fraud and a liar. It was about money, it was about vaccines, and it was about tracking. It's all a farce. And yet, our city and our state is still following it to the letter to keep people shut down. So what you have to do is come join like-minded people on Wednesday, 9 a.m., because the city council meeting is going to start at 10, right there at First Street and Virginia. If you want change, you have to make sure that your voice is heard. You're basically locked out of the meeting, so what are you going to do? You're going to protest. Let's talk to the man who put all of this together, Jeff Church, also running for Washoe County School Board Superintendents. The Board of Trustees, Jeff, thank you for calling into the show, and thank you for putting this together on Wednesday. What's the
good
purpose?
Morning, yes. Back the badge. Number one is simply back the badge, Monica, to show our support of law enforcement. The mayor, Hillary Sheevy, hung them out to dry, said threatened them about using excessive force as they were taking rocks and bottles. So we got to support our law enforcement.
Yeah, they were shut down from not even using any force, not just excessive force, any force.
Yes, instead of saying I support the police like the mayor should have, and of course the city council, the whole council's hiding under rocks. Not one of them has come out in support of our police, and without them, it's anarchy. And you also mentioned how we're locked out of city council. That's outrageous. We have First Amendment and open meeting law, and they won't let us talk. So at 10 o'clock, the plan is to knock on the door and just say, hey, we want to talk at city council. And, of course, they won't let us, but we want to make our point known.
Isn't this getting worse, Jeff? Because, really, the virus just isn't there. I mean, the CDC has come out. Dr. Fauci has come out. The numbers were wrong. We overestimated. It didn't meet the criteria of a pandemic. Yet we're still shut down.
Any excuse to take our rights. And, you know, they had the curfew on Tuesday. After the riot on Saturday, the Mayor Sheehy, who has no authority to do this, only the governor can, imposed a curfew. I mean, little bimbo Hillary Sheehy imposed a curfew until further notice. And we're the lawyers. And even think about conservatives and liberals working together. Even the ACLU spoke up and said, you can't do this. And then they finally took it away after one night. Citywide, not just downtown. Citywide, everybody had to close up at 7 o'clock.
Jeff, you're former law enforcement. I'm sure that you still have connections in the force and people that you speak with. How do they feel about Jason Soto playing city manager at the same time and yet still pretending to be the chief? Are they still respecting him?
Well, for those who don't know, Jason Soto went from being an officer who happened to be the union president to being the chief overnight. Now, that's unheard of, passing over people with college degrees, which he didn't have, passing over commanders, deputy chiefs, lieutenants, you know, people with military backgrounds, which he didn't have. So the handwriting was kind of on the wall there. And some of the officers like him because he's kind of like the lenient dad, you know, but other ones swore to uphold the Constitution, especially us veterans. And I'm a former Reno PD. I've said it twice, and, yeah, it's very troubling.
It's just so disturbing, especially since people in the community knew that there was going to be a riot last weekend, yet law enforcement and or the chief and the mayor had no plan in place on what to do. And I hear the sheriff's department and the sheriff's department's a little upset that they weren't called in to help.
And they weren't prepared. You know, they could have had their riot squad. But also the acting manager, Soto, misinformed the public that the guard was en route. And nobody I talked to ever saw a single guard member there, ever. So,
no.
But it's in writing. I have a copy where he put out a tweet and said, the guard is en route. And why can't he just tell us the truth if they're not?
Yeah. So back the badge. This Wednesday, days from now, at 9 a.m., Virginia Street and First Street, right there where the city council meets. Jeff, thank you so much for putting this together and being one of the watchdogs, being one of the backbones of our community. We'll be back right after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks so much for joining me today. And to the Joe who was just calling, I saw you were calling about double dipping and Soto. Soto sent me a text that he wasn't double dipping, that he was just going to take, you know, I don't know, whichever is better or whatnot. But I have my concerns, too, because people tell me things all the time that don't really come to fruition. But here's what he said. I just wanted to clear the air regarding a comment on your show about double dipping. I am not, nor do I have any desire to do that, to double dip. One would have to retire, collect his or her PERS compensation, and then receive a salary. In addition to that, I accepted this acting city manager role in an acting capacity, meaning I still work for my one and only salary. I do not have any intention on retiring to achieve an additional salary. So there you have it. So if you were wondering about double dipping, that's what Soto actually sent me. Today's poll at 991fmtalk.com. Do you believe that the protests and the riots are a diversion for something bigger happening in the country during a presidential election? Nothing else has worked to make this president, you know, look bad in my eyes, but the answer so far, yes, no, yes, they're trying to divert our focus from the COVID-19 hoax. Thank you very much. It's possible. Yes, the left will do anything to try and get rid of Trump and regain power, including burning the entire country to the ground in the process. I like that answer. Yes, the deep state, cabal, new world order, whatever you want to call it, is trying to distract us. So we will have Biden as our president. After about 3 months, something will happen to him. Whoever's vice president will become our president. Until the money is removed from our elections, crap will continue. Politico's cheaper than a dozen. Absolutely true. So get your vote in. We'll give you all the answers tomorrow and have another question for you. Until then, remember, do not let anything distract you from the fact that tomorrow is election day for your primary ballots. Make sure you get them in. Either vote in person in the county that you're in if you can. I don't have a list of all the counties, but in Washoe County, you can vote in person. Either that or drop your ballot off in person and make sure it's protected. You've got people coming out like Bush and Colin Powell backing Biden. Are you serious? That just shows you how badly and how long this country's been messed up with all this. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah!